Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll discuss some of the contents of chapter Naml, the 27th chapter of the Holy Quran, as well as some of the commentary points of the verses. Let's listen to the 15th verse of chapter Naml.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَوَرِثَ سُلَيْمَانُ دَاوُودَ وَقَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ عُلِّمْنَا مَنْطِقَ الطَّيْرِ وَأُوْتِيْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْمُبِينَ
And Solomon inherited David. He said, O people, we have been taught the language of birds, and we have been given from all things. Indeed, this is evident bounty.
So, in the previous episode, we thoroughly discussed the meaning of ilm. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا What is this kind of knowledge? We sufficiently, I presume, discussed in the previous episode regarding the different potentialities, possibilities and interpretations of the commentaries regarding this word. We concluded, however, that this must be a kind of knowledge, a kind of extensive and vast knowledge that envelops every other kind of specific, narrow, and actually subject that all the prophets need. This must be an extensive kind of knowledge that is needed for the creation of very vast and powerful domination, for a very vast kind of government that this actually government, creation of government, was the fundamental difference between the government of these two prophets with that of the others. Anyway, what did these two say after being granted from the side of the Almighty Allah by this kind of power, actually knowledge, which is actually power? Anyway, they said, Alhamdulillahi alladhi faddalana ala kathirin min ibadihi almu'mineen. They said, thank you, Allah. They said, praise belongs to Allah, who has favored us above many of His believing servants. So it is really interesting, because after immediately stating the great merit of knowledge, it speaks of thanksgiving. Why? I presume it is spoken of to make it clear that there is a thanksgiving for every blessing. And the reality of thanksgiving is that every blessing should be used in the same way that it has been created for. And these two great prophets did their best from their knowledge in formation of a divine government. By the way, they introduced the criterion of their own superiority to others by having knowledge, not by having power and government, and they also applied thanksgiving for having knowledge, not for the merits, because of all values that belong to knowledge. And all powers originate from knowledge. As I said, they knew that this knowledge is pretty much extensive and actually envelops everything, so they thanked God for this. This is the point which is pretty much noteworthy.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, brothers and sisters, regarding this 15th verse of chapter Naml, we were saying that the Almighty Allah provided them with this kind of power, a kind of power which is called knowledge. Why? When we refer to different verses of the Holy Quran, we understand that this knowledge could not be limited to any specific and narrow field of knowledge. This could not be referring to just one simple kind of knowledge, which is, for example, a knowledge of talking to birds. This is not something very unique, something very generalizable, something very extensive to be accounted for in the path of creating one domination, in the path of creating one absolute government, which is the fundamental difference between that of these prophets and that of the others. So this knowledge is the extensive knowledge that envelops every other kind. So, and in response to that, they said, Alhamdulillahi alladhi faddalana ala kathirin min ibadihi al-mu'mineen. Praise belongs to Allah who has favored us above many of His servants. And it is interesting that Holy Quran talks about this important thing, after which it is rightly mentioned the power of thanksgiving they were granted with. And this is very and pretty much valuable. The point is also noteworthy that they did thank for governing over faithful people, since governing over a corrupted people who are disbelievers is not an honor. So they said, Alhamdulillahi alladhi faddalana ala kathirin min ibadihi al-mu'mineen. They said, praise belongs to Allah who has favored us above many of His believing servants, being superior to disbelievers, being superior to people who are misled is not accounted as something valuable. So they just mention being over the good people, being over Muslims, being over true faithful people, and they count that as something which is, of course, of a value. Then arises a question here, and the fact is, why did they say in their thanksgiving that He had favored them above many of His believing servants? And they did not say over all believing people, though they were, of course, prophets who were above all people of their time. using this kind of meaning may be for observing the principles of discipline and humility, that one, in any rank, must not think of oneself above all. So, or it is for the sake that they did not consider only a particular part of time, but they considered the whole times, and we know that there have been some other greater prophets than them during the history of man. Thank you for staying with us. We are done with the 15th verse of chapter Naml. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.